Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
This past Monday night, if you'd wanted to eat at Crook's Corner, you would have been out of luck. The restaurant was closed for the celebration of the second annual Crook's Corner Book Prize presentation. It's given for the best debut novel set in the American South, and this year's award went to Kim Church for her book titled Bird. Church is a skilled trial attorney in Raleigh and is a good friend of Chapel Hill, Bob Epting, who told me about her book last summer. And thanks to him, I read the book, after which she and I talked about the book on WCHL's Who's Talking. That program, by the way, will air again this weekend, or you can find it on chapelburr.com, and she'll also be a guest on UNC-TV's North Carolina Book Watch later this year. Her book follows the life of a North Carolina woman who grows up in the 1960s. She gets pregnant with a boyfriend who lives all the way across the country. He thinks she's had an abortion, but she has the child, doesn't tell her boyfriend, then puts him up for adoption. Then she spends much of the rest of her life missing her connection with her son and writing letters to him. She calls him Bird. That's where the name of the book comes from. But in a word, this is a poignant story, and I'll always be grateful to Bob Epting for recommending that book to me. Well, the judge of the Crook's Corner Book Prize, the one who selected Church's novel, is our own good friend, Randall Keenan. Judge for next year's contest will be Lee Smith. The award will be $1,000 and a free glass of wine at Crook's every day of the year. This book prize was the brainchild of another Chapel Hill attorney, Anna Hayes. She spends a lot of time in Paris, where she learned about a tradition in several literary cafes there, which for many years have awarded prestigious writers' prizes. And so she brought that tradition to Chapel Hill. Congratulations and thanks to Crook's Corner, to Bob Epting, Ken Church, Anna Hayes, and everybody else who helped with this effort for bringing a new literary tradition to our book-loving community. This is D.G. Martin.